Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 13 other major languages. Listener responses tell us that many are finding restoration and wholeness in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And those who are already followers of Jesus testify of spiritual growth and that they're gaining a deeper understanding of His presence in their lives. And so we say a special thank you to all of you who remember the ministry of Heralds of Hope in your prayers, because your prayers are making a difference for eternity.
You see, it is Christ's life that provides hope for every true believer. I had the opportunity to witness the effects of that wonderful hope. My wife and daughter and I had the privilege of spending 2 weeks in the countries of India and Nepal. While we were there, we participated in several Bible teaching seminars, and we interacted with many enthusiastic and committed followers of Jesus Christ. And there, we met many examples of this living hope. We met people who have been rescued from the hopelessness of alcoholism, drug addiction, and the crushing weight of their sins. People who've traded the fear and superstition of false religions for the peace and the joy that only Jesus can give. We had the privilege of meeting a married couple who were former Muslims, and now they have a small congregation of Muslim background believers. The radiance of their faces as they share about what Jesus means to them, it's a joy to behold. While we were in India, we had the wonderful privilege of participating in a graduation service for new pastors. These brothers had completed a 2-year course of study, and they were now ready to move out and plant churches in the villages of the Telangana region. What a joy to see their zeal for Christ and their desire to share His love with the lost souls living in those villages. Now, on future broadcasts, I hope to share with you some more of the exciting things that happened during the course of that visit. For now, though, we need to turn our attention to God's Word. On today's program, we're continuing our study in the Gospel of Luke. Our text is taken from chapter 3 and verses 15 to 22. I hope you can stay with me as we study God's Word together. All of us have had experiences in life that filled us with a great sense of anticipation. Things that we really looked forward to. Things like our passage from childhood into the world of adults, the successful completion of a part of our education, or maybe our engagement, marriage, and the birth of our first child. Perhaps it was a change of leadership in our country, or maybe a reunion with a loved one that we hadn't seen for many, many years. All these things, and many more, create within us a sense of excitement, a sense of joy, and a feeling of pleasure. You know, what is true for us today was true for those who lived in the past, because they too anticipated special events that would have a lasting impact on their lives. In our study of Luke's Gospel, we've been looking at the ministry of John the Baptist. In an earlier study, we noted the corruptness of the times in which John began his ministry. Roman society was almost completely debauched in its behavior. Roman rule in Judea under Pontius Pilate was most repressive, and even Israel's religious system was hopelessly corrupted. So, put together the social and political corruption in the Roman Empire, along with the corruption in the ruling religious class, and you gain some insight into the sad spiritual state of the people when John the Baptist bursts on the scene in the wilderness of Judea near the mouth of the Jordan River. His unusual appearance and his lifestyle immediately singled him out as a prophet in the mold of Elijah. Can you imagine the longing, the anticipation in the Jewish heart for the coming of Messiah, and how those longings would have been awakened by John's appearance? So it seems logical that the question would arise concerning John, are you the Messiah, or are you the Christ? That is the question that is raised in our text for today. We'll be examining Luke chapter 3 and verses 15 to 22. I've titled our study, Are You the Christ? Right now, I invite you to listen as I read God's word to us from Luke chapter 3 and verses 15 to 22. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus, also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the privilege we have of calling you our Father. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, your Son and our Savior, that cleanses us from sin and makes us holy and without blame before you. We come to you now in the name of Jesus and through the blood of Jesus, asking for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We confess we are not able to understand your truth in the limitations of our carnal mind. So we ask that you would give us the mind of Christ so that we may better understand your word to us. Bless my friend and me with an understanding heart, I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. As we consider this question, are you the Christ? Our text contains several processes that provide the answer. The first process is the people's expectation. Verse 15 of our text states clearly that the people were in expectation. Naturally, we may ask, in expectation of what? Well, the last part of the verse tells us they were reflecting on the possibility that John was the promised one, the anointed one. They were mulling over in their minds the Old Testament promises of a deliverer, a prophet like Moses. They had had so many prophecies of this coming deliverer. Beginning with the obscure reference way back there in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, and growing ever clearer down through the centuries, Israel's prophets, and especially Isaiah and Jeremiah, had proclaimed the news that one would come who would purify the people and gather them to himself in great glory. So the heart of every faithful Jewish person yearned for that day when this promised one would come and restore peace and prosperity to their nation. Many faithful ones, like the aged Simeon and Anna, whom we met earlier in our study of Luke, prayed for the fulfillment of those promises. From history, we learn that Malachi's prophecy was the last recorded communication from God to Israel until the writing of Matthew's Gospel. The period between the Old and the New Testaments is often referred to as the 400 years of silence. If you want a synopsis of what happened historically during that time, all you need to do is read the book of Daniel. The visions of successive world empires came to pass just as God had revealed it to him. For most of these 400 years, Israel was under the domination of foreign powers. From time to time, there were attempts made to throw off the shackles of these pagan rulers. As you may know, the most successful of those attempts was led by Judah the Maccabee. It was his victory over the Greek-Syrian armies in 165 BC that led to the cleansing of the temple, the reinstitution of the daily sacrifices, and what we know today as the Festival of Hanukkah. After Judah the Maccabee's death, his brother Simon took control and had a measure of success. He was able to push the Seleucids out of Judea until 63 BC, when the Romans conquered the area. So John comes on the scene after several decades of increasingly oppressive Roman rule, and the people are desperately longing for a Messiah, a deliverer. I pointed out in an earlier message how deep the longing for deliverance was that possessed the hearts of the Jewish people. Luke's record doesn't tell us that the people asked John outright whether or not he was the Christ. But his answer shows us clearly that he understood what they were thinking. John's gospel tells us that the religious leaders from Jerusalem asked him plainly, "Who are you?" In response, John stated specifically, "I am not the Christ." And then he reminded them of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3. "The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." John identified himself as being that voice.
My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. If you'd like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and ask for it by its title, "Are You the Christ?" The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. You can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this entire teaching, "Are You the Christ?" Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And my email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. And now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study on the subject, "Are You the Christ?" And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.